This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
Here are the latest updates we have this morning in regards to the coronavirus in our area. Sacramento County has 1,037 confirmed cases with 41 deaths. San Joaquin County, 523 confirmed cases with 25 deaths. Contra Costa County, 817 confirmed cases with 25 deaths. Yolo County, 161 confirmed cases with 14 deaths. Placer County, 141 confirmed cases with 8 deaths. El Dorado County, 42 confirmed cases with 0 deaths. And Solano County, 199 confirmed cases with 4 deaths. We'll try and give you as much updated information as we get it every single morning here on the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. A couple of stories developing this morning. First of all, it officially starts today in Yolo County. You will be required to wear face coverings in public for all essential businesses and customers. That goes for curbside pickup at restaurants and visits to medical offices. This also includes children older than 2 years old. So if you're heading out anywhere in Yolo County, please make sure that you are wearing a mask. Low-risk activities like golf, archery, boating, and fishing are getting the green light with proper social distancing and personal activities in regards to the guidelines, so those won't be challenged.
And is that just in Yolo County or just like all over?
Correct. So that's just in Yolo County for now. Now, that could change county by county, but that officially goes into effect today.
Okay.
So my parents had to come by our house and pick something up. And so they were down by their car on the street, and we stayed up in the driveway, and they were both wearing masks. And my 3-year-old Theo was outside, and he kept asking them, "Why are you wearing Halloween costumes?"
That's great.
Because my mom was also wearing a sun hat at the time, and he kept calling her a cowboy because she had a mask on and this big hat.
That is adorable.
We broke this story on Friday. If you follow us on radio.com, you got the notification that the California State Fair has been canceled for 2020, which is sad because the California State Fair, every single year in the late part of July into August, not only provides a ton of jobs locally in regards to the stuff that happens at Cal Expo, but it's revenue and stuff that comes into the city and people that do travel on the weekends that come from cities outside of Sacramento to be part of the California.
In so many different parts of the city.
Right.
So many things you wouldn't even think about.
It's sad. This is the first time this has happened since World War II that there will not be a California State Fair this year, which is a big bummer.
Wow.
And actually, the fair represents 62% of Cal Expo's annual revenue. That's a big deal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Other stories. Let's turn it around a little bit. John Krasinski has been doing this Some Good News on, is it on his YouTube that this is, does this? How often does he do these, Gavin?
Once a week. They're so impressive. The fact that, as far as I know, he puts the whole damn thing together himself and shoots it all from his house. Like, this should become a show on television after this is over.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he has an assistant?
I mean, he might have an assistant, but I mean, not one that's in his house. Like, he's shooting it himself. He's putting the set, quote unquote, up himself and stuff like that.
It's just his office with a poster. But I don't think it's not great, but
he might have somebody that helps him organize stuff, that helps him book guests and whatnot. But so far, like, most of it has just been done with connections that he has. Like, when he had the whole cast of Hamilton on, which was completely amazing. I mean, he was able to pull that off because him and his wife are really good friends with Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, and of course he can pull strings for the Hamilton cast. What are the rest of them doing besides the guy from Frozen, you know?
So he had a special guest that was Guy Fieri doing a potluck on the latest edition of his Some Good News. So they had Guy Fieri set up in a kitchen, right?
Right.
And they were calling it the Some Good News potluck, where surprised viewers with Guy Fieri, Martha Stewart also came on, David Chang, Stanley Tucci. And all of them made recipes and the viewers had submitted from their own homes. That's kind of cool.
That's adorable.
You submit a recipe and they make it on John Krasinski's Some Good News. That's awesome.
The whole episode was in tribute to food industry workers.
Oh, what a fun idea.
Guy Fieri, for as ridiculous as he is and nauseating to look at, you got to admit that he does do a lot of really nice charitable things.
Does he?
He really does. Like, usually, like, when the wildfires, every single time that comes through, Guy Fieri is right there, like, making, like, huge meals for the firefighters and stuff like that. I just wish he'd lose that look.
I like him. He's like a... I think he's great. Actually, I was just there was a marathon of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives that I got sucked into.
Oh boy!
And they were here in Sacramento, and they did the Golden Bear, and I didn't know that, which was super cool to watch. But he's charming. He's very charismatic.
He's not charming. No,
you love a douchebag.
I mean, there's his Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
No, it's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Fivers and Dives it's the same show over and over again in one of the worst ways. He shows up to these places, these greasy spoons. They show them making food that 60% of the time looks somewhat good.
Delicious.
I wouldn't say that. And then it's him. And he takes just a big old sloppy gross bite out of it. And then he always says just like, we're going to Flavortown. He seems like when it comes to like being, I'm not saying he's not a nice person. I'm not saying he's not a good cook. What I am saying is when it comes to being a TV personality, it seems like he lacks the barest minimum. He slid in there on Food Network when Food Network was really desperate to get somebody.
Okay.
You know, that's what it seemed like.
You know what it sounds like, Gavin?
What does it
sound like? Sounds
like
you wish you were the mayor of Flavortown.
Bingo!
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I'm not going to dispute that.
You want to just shove sloppy food in your mouth and then say,
we're going to Flavortown.
Mm-hmm, there it
is. I think it's more of that I wish I had the confidence to bleach my goatee.
Oh, God.
Here's our last story. A 6-year-old kid in Canada set up a free joke stand at the end of his driveway where he tells jokes to people who walk by to lift their spirits. Now, he says he knows about 16 or 17 jokes that are pretty good, plus a few from his sister that he doesn't think are that great.
Oh, that's great.
Now, Gavin, let me bring this up because, you know, every week here on the Wake Up Call, we do Gavin and Rain joke off. And, it's obviously been tough the last few weeks because, you've been at home and I've been here at the studio. So it makes it a lot harder for us to do Gavin and Rain joke off. But Gavin, if you need to plan a trip to Canada to get some decent jokes for this competition,
you
need to see this kid who literally set up a stand with an umbrella and a desk outside of his house to tell jokes, maybe that might up your game a little bit.
Gavin, you know she's coming.
Rain? You know what, Rain? You better listen up. Maybe you're right.
Ooh, he got you there.
Got me there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.